You're the ship, I'm the wreck. You're the bomb, I'm the tick. You're the pause before the fall. I'm the crash that follows it all.
You recognize that voice, don't you? It's one of those voices that when you hear is like, yes, Jewel.
Yep. Nobody sounds like her. You know it immediately.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to Jewel. She is a judge on The Sing-Off, a popular a cappella musical competition show, and its two-hour special will air on NBC tomorrow night at 9 p.m. We're going to have six new groups that will compete for $50,000. And last year's Sing-Off champion, Home Free, saw their recent album release, Crazy Life, go to number one on the country iTunes chart and number four on the overall iTunes chart. And currently, Jewel is recording her 13th studio album.
Incredible.
A follow-up to her first album, Pieces of You, due in 2015. This follow-up? A continued story from the first album.
Yeah. More pieces.
We found more pieces.
One of my favorite Jewel videos of all time.
Was incomplete. Right. And now she's finally found the last couple pieces.
When she, in disguise, she went as this girl, Karen, out with some coworkers and went to a karaoke bar. And she was unrecognizable and gets on stage and sings a Jewel song. And people were like, oh my God.
Didn't she have like a fat suit on too?
Like, well, I don't know if it was a fat suit. Like, there was a, definitely like a prophetic nose, I think, and maybe something with
her. She's had a fat nose.
Something unrecognizable.
But don't you think if you put the nose on, it might change the way you sing?
Yeah, the way
like,
you sound.
You know, she kind of sounds like Jewel, but a little nasally.
It was so good. I
loved
it.
And she's on the phone with us. Hello, Jewel.
Hi, Jewel.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you again. You got the big show coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I guess the last winner did pretty well on the iTunes chart with their album that was released. They're called Home Free, and they were number one on the country iTunes charts. So this time you got six new groups competing for $50,000.
Yeah, it's a one-off show, two-hour special, and we'll go from six contestants to one winner ultimately. And I love being a part of this show. We're sort of the Glee Club show. It's all a cappella. Every single sound you hear is made with a human voice, which is really incredible. Even when I'm sitting there in the room and I'm listening to it, I cannot believe what they accomplished with their voices. And it's really sincere. I love that this show is based on group and team effort. So there's not people out here trying to showboat and outdo each other. They really rely on each other and on their band to shine, and it's really a lovely spirit.
Now, being a holiday special, is it all going to be holiday songs?
You know, I don't. It's funny, now that you say that, I don't think we did any holiday music. I am wearing red, though. It's pretty festive.
Now, are you familiar with that a cappella group, Pentatonix?
Oh, yes. They were one of our winners.
They were one of your winners? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Somebody just turned me on to them with their holiday, and they did that old, Mary, did
oh
you know?
Oh, my God, that is...
I shouldn't sing.
It brings tears to your eyes, like goosebumps.
But, yeah, it's a goosebump song, and it is with a cappella groups. When they can harmonize like that, it's just sends shivers down the spine, so it's just going to be interesting.
That band is incredible. Such an incredible band, and they can make, like, dance loops and tracks with their voices that is just, you cannot believe it's people singing.
Now, you did a Christmas album called Joy, right?
You've done a couple, right?
Yes, I have one called Joy, a Holiday Collection. I have a new one out right now, actually, called Let It Snow.
Now, when you do a holiday album, do you pick out the songs that you like or what everyone else likes?
I do what I like. This was self-produced and put out independently by myself, so I get to do whatever I like.
Oh, how nice is that?
I've been able to do that, yeah.
No, are these original Christmas songs, or you're singing White Christmas and Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
It's both. It's a lot of the standards I grew up singing in love. You know, Why Mess with Greatness? Those songs are so amazing because they're so classic. Cause they've been so well-written, and that's why they're standards.
Now, we do something.
Some I wrote on there.
We do something on Friday called Music Master, and the category this Friday is the best Christmas song of all time. And the four of us on the show, we nominate a song, and the audience gets to vote for which of the nominees is the best Christmas song of all time. And so if you were going to be part of Music Master this Friday, what song would you suggest is the best Christmas song of all time?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. I love Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good song. Last week we did the worst Christmas song of all time, and I did win Music Master with my choice of Barbara Streisand's Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle. I was like, I can't. And it's you go shopping for Christmas, and it's in every department store and drives you crazy.
What would be your suggestion, Jewel, for worst Christmas song of all time? What song can't you stand?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I haven't really listened to any bad Christmas music. You guys are going to have to turn me on.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah, that one's pretty silly.
No, my favorite Christmas song is John Denver's Daddy Don't Get Drunk for Christmas. Have you ever heard that one? Because that's a good one.
No, that sounds good.
It really is. You got to check that one out.
It sounds heartwarming.
Now, you're currently in the studio recording your 13th studio album. It's going to do out next year, right?
I am. It'll be a bookend to my first album, Pieces of You, the way Harvest and Harvest Moon were for Neil Young. It's a very raw, I guess, folk record. It's very singer-songwriter-driven, kind of Americana, a lot of country influences, and it's just very me. There's nothing commercial, nothing tremendously upbeat. It's just a very...
You just happened to find a couple more pieces of you lying around.
Right, there's some extra pieces. Let's finish this story. By the way, Jewel, yep. I have to say that I love your family. I watch Alaska Last Frontier on Discovery. I think they're just amazing people. I love them. But I do want to ask about, you have, what, Case is what, three and a half now? Years old, your son?
He is three and a half.
What is on the Christmas list for Case? What's the big thing that you are thinking about?
He was really wanting a giant ragdoll Woody from Toy Story, so... I think that's what'll be happening.
Well, we got a surprise. He's listening right now, so he actually heard what you're going to give him for Christmas. I'm sorry Case was here with us.
I've ruined Case's Christmas.
Yes, you've ruined Case's Christmas. Growing up the way, like you said, without running water the way you did in Alaska, did you have to make your own Christmas gifts and give them to people? Like, be crafty?
We did. Yeah, I was raised on a homestead. You guys mentioned to my family's Joel, Alaska, the last frontier on Discovery. And I grew up living off the land, and we made all of our gifts for each other, and I loved that. It's something I still do.
Oh, another pine cone. Thanks,
really
Jewel.
Nice.
I do, too. Jewel, I love a crafty Christmas. I think that's it, because it means that you sat down and you took time, and you're like, okay, what would be perfect for this person, and I have limited resources. I think it means more.
And, I mean, my family was so talented. They are. You know, I would get, like, a handmade leather bridle, you know, like a headstall for a horse, baskets woven out of willow roots, and, I mean, just amazingly artistic, beautiful gifts.
Yeah, they are super talented. I feel whenever I watch that show, I'm like, I wonder if I could even survive out here. Like, I don't know that I could. Like, all the skills that you have to live that way, and they have all of them.
Now that your son's 3.5 years old,
funny.
Are you thinking about becoming a mother again? You thinking about having more kids?
You know, I'm 40, so I think my eggs are in wheelchairs. Hello. Are you allowed to put them on air?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just saying that because they say that in the 2 weeks leading up to the holidays, a lot of women become pregnant those 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Because I don't know, it's like...
Really?
Yeah, so you might accidentally become pregnant.
Maybe
I'm just saying,
just
look
cold.
Out for that.
Right, it's just, we're trying to keep warm and uh-oh.
Because nobody wears a condom on Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know that. My dad didn't know
that. That should be your next Christmas song. Nobody wears a condom on Christmas. That'd be a good one. That's got a little country twang in it.
It has a certain thing to it.
It does.
And doing a very folksy singer-songwriter way.
Wears a condom on Christmas.
It's a hit. Jewel, thank you so much for calling in. And if you're ever down here in L.A., you know the door's open for you. You can stop in anytime, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. Nice talking to you guys.
Thanks, Jewel.
All right. Be sure and watch the show. The Sing-Off is going to premiere, or the two-hour holiday special is tomorrow on NBC at 9 p.m. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.